AP News, I'm Ed Donovan. The search continues for the suspect who shot and killed 18 people in Lewiston, Maine. It's far from a normal workday in Lewiston for April Stevens.
Sheltering in place. I'm still working because I can work from home. My husband canceled his jobs today to stay home with me. We're praying for everyone.
The suspect is Robert Card, an Army reservist. A U.S. official tells the AP he underwent a mental health evaluation in mid-July after he began acting erratically during training. Maine Governor Janet Mills is from Lewiston.
This city did not deserve this terrible assault on its citizens, on its peace of mind, on its sense of security. No city does. No state. No people.
President Biden is ordering all U.S. flags to be flown at half-staff as condolences pour in to the people in Maine. Police say a man suspected of killing the Maryland judge who ruled against him in a divorce case last week was found dead in a heavily wooded area not far from where the shooting happened.
The Washington County community can breathe a little easier this afternoon. Murder suspect Pedro Argote was located deceased.
Brian Albert is the Washington County Sheriff. He says Argote was angry about losing custody of his children when he shot and killed the judge. Israeli troops and tanks launched an hours-long ground raid into northern Gaza. The military says troops struck several militant targets in the raid in order to prepare the battlefield ahead of a widely expected ground invasion. Survivors of the Pacific hurricane that killed at least 27 people as it devastated Acapulco spent today searching for acquaintances and necessities. They hope the aid comes quickly in the wake of Hurricane Otis. The government says the economy expanded by a robust 4.9% annual rate between July and September. The Dow finished down 251 points. This is AP News. South Korea, the U.S., and Japan are condemning North Korea's alleged supply of munitions to Russia.
In a joint statement, all three nations will work together to expose Russia's attempts to acquire military equipment from North Korea. The statement comes a few days after Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, scoffed at recent U.S. claims that Russia has received North Korean weapons. Lavrov said Washington has failed to prove the allegation. The U.S., South Korea and others believe North Korea is trying to get hold of sophisticated weapons technologies for its nuclear program from Russia in exchange for its weapons supply. I'm Karen Chamas.
To help quickly spot safety defects on moving trains, Norfolk Southern says it has installed the first of more than a dozen of a new generation of automated inspection portals on its tracks in Ohio, not far from where one of its trains careened off the tracks in February and spilled hazardous chemicals that caused a fire. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.